The plan would slash corporate taxes and nearly double the standard deduction to $24,000 for married couples. But the proposal would also eliminate the practice of deducting state income taxes and local property taxes from federal income taxes, and that could harm taxpayers in states with high local taxes, like New York. Governor Cuomo has been worried about the potential change for a while.
This would actually be a dramatic increase. And in effect, probably the largest tax increase, single tax increase in the state's history.
Cuomo, speaking in late March, said losing the ability to deduct the state and local taxes could even expedite wealthier New Yorkers leaving the state.
If you say to people in Manhattan, let's say, high earners in Manhattan, your state and local taxes just went up 40%. That is a very, very big hit. And moving to Connecticut or moving to another state looks much more attractive.
The leader of the majority party state Senate Republicans, John Flanagan, said in a statement that while he supports the idea of tax cuts, he has grave concerns about eliminating the state and local tax deductions. And even some Republican members of Congress from New York are having qualms. Claudia Tenney, a conservative-leaning Republican who represents parts of central New York, says until the state overhauls its own tax codes, New Yorkers cannot afford to lose their itemized deductions because the benefit offers state residents one of the few forms of tax relief. Deductions for mortgage interest and charitable donations would still be allowed under Trump's proposal. Even if the Trump tax plan advances in the House, it still faces some powerful opposition in the Senate. New York Senator and Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says ending the deductions could cost an average New York household $4,500 a year in additional taxes.
I have never seen a tax plan that does more harm to the middle class and more to boost those at the top than the outline released yesterday. I guess it's not quite a plan yet. Let's hope we're not passing legislation on one page.
And Schumer says he's not going to let that happen. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.